Brian mentioned earlier on to me that he'd succeeded in this climate that we're all operating in securing funding for this this incredible venture for 2 years, which I think is a phenomenal achievement and one I'd like to highlight. And he said that the challenge was over the course of those 2 years to find the business model to allow it to be sustained. That, I think, is a challenge that extends far beyond the shores of this building or even this city, but perhaps, if you will, to the entire creative sector. I think we exist in a time when the old models, be it in music or film, television, radio, computer games, across the space, the old models are not working, they're not returning the kind of revenues that the companies involved need to justify their investment. So if we're going to continue, we need to find integrated systems that allow them to make that investment, knowing that they're going to see some return for it. I think the tensions have been reported between different aspects of the sectors. We've seen tensions reported between some creative companies and network operators. And it's understandable when their business models are fundamentally at loggerheads. If, as a creative company, I rely on distributing my content for free over the internet, but as a network operator, my business model is sold on connections and yet charged on the amount of data that flows across those connections, then there's a problem. I don't think we can exist in a world where these two problems are solved in isolation, but instead it is about collaboration. And that's why I think what is happening in this space is truly phenomenal. It's not a simple thing to engage in collaboration. In fact, I had a conversation earlier on tonight where a colleague and I agreed that actually for many companies it's not the right thing to do. It's a dangerous thing. It's a risky thing. But fundamentally, the reason we as a public funded body are investing in innovation is because it's risky. And it's because from that collaboration will come the next set of products and services that will fuel the economy. We've announced our a competition. There's an £18 million competition that is available for creative companies, for network operators, for those working as service providers to actually start collaborating. And one of the things we're insisting on in this competition is that the money will not go to any one sector, but only those applications that bridge between sectors. Thanks very much.